Thank you for the pause to turn the tape. Would you like to take the next question?
Well, I would just like to say one thing before I leave this subject, and that is that ones do ask continually, why do you just center here in this location? Or now it's, well, why do you speak of the Philippines? Or why not here and why not there? Because these are our areas of major focus right now. And what we can pull off here can be pulled off everywhere. But what is here is not everywhere. And I believe that you once present are beginning to feel, literally feel, the energy flow that says, by golly, we're going to do it. It's going to happen. It's happening. You see, you've all had to live through this negativity too. This overwhelming sense of there's no way to get it done. And yet I sense the energy flow back to me that, oh, well, not only will we get it done, but it sounds logical that we'll do it. And what a change. You're the miracle. And through your miracle, all the other miracle has to take place. Once you understand that it not only can be done, it is being done, and you accept that, there is nothing to stop you. You don't understand power. You don't understand God, and certainly you don't understand God power. If just one of you fully understood, and I don't mean just pat your chest and ego-wise say, oh, I understand. No, you don't. Because if you did, you would not be in this room, any of you. You would have already fixed it. So let's not be Tarzan. That equates you with the ape man. And there was the ape man. He was not ape, but he had the mentality of the ape man. And you're going to find that these interesting replicas that were made for mining in South Africa, for instance, had a war with that man. You were very primitive at one point. But you're beginning to get into, and so are the masses, where a little hint of this higher God power soaks through. And you ones have experienced that, so you have to contain it. You can't fix it for everybody. That is your commitment. That even when you come into knowing that you could, you won't. That requires the same discipline that I have to have. I know I can fix it for you. I will not. That becomes my journey and not yours. We don't fix it for people. We provide a way through. Yes, go ahead now. Ask me.
Well, now that we've just about finished the photon belt, are there any more questions on that subject? Melita has a question on the photon belt.
I'm worried about the animals that affect your horses and the outside animals.
Listen to, if you can't really listen to me, I know that you're familiar enough with Fatima and Veronica and some of these other teachings about the 3 days of light. God tends these animals. If they're in your home, keep them in. But they will be protected. They will instinctively be protected. Some will make transition. And it's up to you as we move on into those critical times ahead of severe extremes that when you attend your safety shelters, you must attend to building kennels and places for these wondrous pets and loved beings. I was asked by an 11-year-old in a letter, what about my pets? Do you let do you let animals aboard your ship? And then he expresses the name of the little dog. We'll call it Molly. Molly is well behaved and she really isn't a yapper. Precious ones, all of those wondrous beings are tended. Don't wait to get in the light beam if it comes to you, thinking that I must get the dog, I must get the child. God is much, much more clever than that. Absolutely. Those ones are already aboard in many, many instances. Some of the star craft have been completely outfitted with the animal creatures of your planet so that you'll be at home. Leave it to God. It's under control. And bless you for caring.
Other people in the world are also having contacts with extraterrestrials. For example, Dr. Fred Bell, who was the unnamed contactee with Semyazi, is currently having contacts with human extraterrestrials from the Andromeda star system.
Just stop. Fred Bell is having nothing but a contact with his ego. He has never been in contact with Semyazi or Pleiades. Wow. Marlita just put me between a rock and a hard place. I'm not going to talk about these ones. I'm not even going to talk about Fred Bell. I want you to listen to what I've just told you just today. And then you be discerning. I will tell you this, that in all instances, much, much truth comes through. And this is the reason you need to be knowledgeable and learn. You need to experience both of those, my teachings, if you will. I don't even call them mine. Germaine's here as much as I am. Sananda's here always. You are going to have to discern, and I believe that by the mere doubting, you're having to look at it very carefully. So listen to your guidance. Does that mean that socially you can't enjoy some of these groups? I would guess that probably you'll get weary of them. They'll grind on you after a while, and you won't want to spend your time at it if they turn out to be invalid. But I believe that's what the game is about. That is what the searching is about. And remember, a lot of frogs before the prince. And I'm a very refined frog. I do not recognize that, but I will caution you about that too. I would have to go to scanners. I would have to go and research. There are millions of energies in my spaces. And just because someone says, well, you know old Val. No, I may not know old Val. I repeat what I usually repeat when there are new ones present, and I apologize. There are some things I just am not allowed to talk about because that is the agreement of this contract. There are some things, quite frankly, I'm not even interested enough to go look up because my mission is so oriented to a direction that I don't spend my time in any of these other groups, per se. So I certainly cannot take an energy form just from a name and say, no, that one's no good, that one's good, this one's out, this one's in. Not only can I not, I wouldn't. Because they might very well be in their process of bringing some very valid information to ones. So it's an error to go into that kind of sorting. One sort themselves out. If you wait long enough, one sort themselves out. This is what I say of truth. Truth will stand into infinity. I'm not concerned about being compared. I like comparison. I get enough confirmations in here every day to make these ones comfortable. So that what you may not know, you can balance against the clues I've given you to judge energy forms and humanity by those actions. And if they offer anything that is contradictory or voted in as being okay, watch them closely. That does not come from God. I will tell you, you are allowed to do anything. That means murder, absolutely anything, but don't ask me to sanction it. It is against the laws of God. It is against the balance and harmony of creation. It is against everything given to you as instruction when you were put on this place as a Garden of Eden. You ate of the tree of disinformation, not even knowledge. You are now having to eat crow. You're going to get your information from that tree of knowledge. Not that tree with the serpent in the garden. It doesn't make me popular very long, but my game is not popularity. I plan to win. And I'm going to do it with God. Therefore, I will be gracious to all one's feelings. But I will also tell you in every instance, read it all. Listen to everything they say. And I can start with one. If they tell you that I am evil and not to read the information, they are liars. Because there is no way that they know. And they have just told you something to control you and have power over you. That they don't even know, or they would come. I have invited so many ones from that UFO community. Get on over here. I'm very happy to meet with you. But they don't show up. I would tell strangers. I will tell Fred Bell, get on over here. Bring your energy with you. I am very happy to meet it. Head on, but they don't show up. I don't have anything else to offer. I'm not even in the line of going around trying to convince them, because what I have to do right here. And in your sister place of the Philippines, here in the beginning, while we are getting stuff sorted out. And all ones are certainly welcome to share. But I'm not going to drag my people any more than I already imposition George for going about. And George and Desiree will go about and try to explain these things. They offer books. They do not pretend to be gurus. They just say, hey, here they are. And they will speak of their own experiences, which convince them that perhaps I might be right. From onset of our relationship, which has only been a matter of 4 years, for goodness sakes. And 56 journals later, actually 57. Study it all, and truth will stand. And the doubts will peel themselves away. And if I cannot stand up to your measurement, and after you have studied everything I've offered, then I would be happy to try to clarify things, but I will not change, not one breath, not one iota. That's what you wanted in a commander, or you wouldn't have summoned me. And I will not never, never will I bend. I share this command with the commander-in-chief, graduated, if you will, into godness. And I don't play human foolishness. If you don't like my way, go yours. But be very careful who you take with you, because that will be on your soul, not mine. Question. I get very serious about some things. That's one of them. Yes. About what, please? The photon belt?
If one can adjust this frequency to the energy of the photon belt, does that mean that that person can walk around during the total brightness and not be affected if he is only one in frequency with the photon energy?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to have, you're not going to experience changes during that null time. That, give or take a few days of a week. But yes, you'll be able to adjust that. Well, during that 3 to 5 days, you're not going to have any electricity, and you will perceive only a higher frequency. I doubt you'll perceive much more. The physical aspect will be, you will be considerably more in light. Actually, what has happened to your own frequency is that you will be much higher in frequency. And you're going to find that that knowledge is tremendously open to you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, they're not. There's no place to hide. And therefore, they start wars and they do all sorts of other things. But it literally is a place where none of those beams can be escaped, even if you don't realize they're there. And then gradually, as you realize they're there, you will literally be in light. I'm talking about daylight, because some of these rays are going to be bouncing off your own sun and from other suns as you have removed all of this particulate. One thing I have to tell you is that your governments, your great big committee of 300, have already schemed that if you can make a big enough cloud around your planet, that you won't have to worry about it. It'll filter. And there's only one way to do that, and that is to detonate a whole bunch of bombs to get particulate in the air. Now, that is a kind of clever scheming that you've got going on, and it won't matter a whit, because you're talking about basically X-rays. I've told you, this is an invisible thing. The article that is on the tape, go back and study, listen to that, because that is a public article. And you know that everything that comes public is only the tiniest eyelash of what is known and what is going on. You will have the same inconveniences, but you ones in the shield will be able to pull it off very nicely. You ones will be able to work a lot more easily after you get through there. Go ahead, Oberly. I'm sorry that I become long-winded about it, but these are very, very important items to cover.
Commander, I have a question to ask you. I walked in here to the right.
Yes, please. People get these tapes, and unless your question gets onto the microphone, they have a blank.
Technology has improved since the last time I was up here. Anyway, I'm sorry, I just got in from Burbank. I'm up here in business. And I heard you make some comments about Fred Bell, numerous other ones. I myself attended the convention down there, and I saw George and Desiree. But it was very interesting, some of the people's names you mentioned. Frank Stranges, Dr. Frank Stranges. Some of these people are my personal friends.
Well,
and some of them I have talked to through the years, and I can go in there and intermingle and talk to any one of them I want to, and including Hamilton, a very close friend of mine. I had many people there at the convention that when they found out that I knew of you, the first thing they wanted to do is ask me numerous questions concerning you. And I also passed on the tapes to some friends down there on the particle, the photon belt, to which I wanted your information to get out to as many people in the public that could be. And it, but however, they'd ask me some very interesting questions, to which I took the position to remain neutral on, because I felt since I don't myself, I don't have all of the particulars concerning you, it would not be right for me to share an opinion that could be erroneous to other people who wish to know about you. And I did direct them to George, Desiree, and also to you up here. That was part of it. And they asked me about the photon belt, and I kind of, again, I passed it off. My personal opinion of the matter is it's an extension of the Van Allen radiation belt. It was also the same information that Tesla talked about. He at one time was going to light up the sea lanes so shipping could have light at all times. And I have maintained all the way through this whole thing the information you are sharing with the good people here is not new information. It's old.
Absolutely, as old as the beginning.
And that was the one thing that I had said down at the convention, and I had said to them, if you so desire, you can call me, and I will tell you whatever I can, because it's all in my library, everything concerning Tesla, the whole thing. But a lot of them were of the opinion this is new. However, I said, not really. All it is something that has been brought forth, put under a new cover, and shared with the people to which most people in this room are really not familiar, I feel, on the techniques that would go back to 1921 all the way forward. They're learning new. And that's the way your UFO people are doing. They're coming out with new books, with new book covers, but it's the same stuff that's been in there since the 50s. And the one thing I would like to ask you is what you have to say about George Van Tassel, who he and I had many, many long conversations concerning the Philadelphia experiment, M.K. Jessup's demise, James E. McDonald, all suicide supposedly, and the UFOs that actually, in many cases, came out of Germany at the end of World War II, the V-7 project.
Yes.
So I would like if you could share some of this information with these people to have them realize that the technology and cloning, all the other things, mainly came out of Germany at the end of World War II, hence the picture of the boys from Brazil. So all this technology that's robotoids, even Tesla was into this, all this technology, I feel the people should realize that it's not new. All that's being done here is being brought forward to enlighten people under a new cover. To me, your books are excellent because it saves me from the time to have to go back into my library, which is stored right now because of certain things that happened to me. You've got it under one cover where I'd have to go to 6 different books to get the different information I want. Bless you for that. It's great because you've made it easier for me in view of what's happened to me and the library being scattered. So I would like it if you could, whatever you would like to say to what I've had to say, I would like to hear it.
All right, number one, this is why I don't like to comment on individuals. But if these ones are querying you, and yet they are writing books on what is coming off and what is, and little gray aliens and Dulce and copper triangles on your head and this sort of, quote, technology, and the fact that you ones would be so narrow in your experience and in your expectations to believe that technology would have literally died with Nikola Tesla's body, or that this technology would not be available in the universe, or that you are so smugly sitting on this little ball into infinity some way that you don't understand and you accept mystically. I believe that you just got your answer as far as clues. They would send him to ask questions, or they would interrogate him about these particular items of interest. He's absolutely right. It's all old. It's all as old as before your beginning. And yet these ones set themselves up as teachers of modern technology. How can they equate little gray aliens and all of this nonsense that they project themselves unless they get some information and some knowledge and where they're going to get it? It doesn't float through your head. Ones in this room, if you have studied all of the Phoenix journals up to date, you would have earned 15, 16, 25 college degrees. And therefore, you cannot even take one journal, one item, one liberator, 10 liberators, and make a judgment, even on the information. I welcome ones to study the information and then make their inquiries. But you see, what is being represented is suddenly someone comes onto the scene, having been curious enough and having experienced enough to have literally known personally these ones that are being talked about right now. George has seen flying discs at Edwards Air Force Base years ago. George has been over to visit and spend time with Billy Meyer to try to get some connection with this being or those beings or whatever that seemed right. All he can do now is go out there and tell you what he perceives, and that he does come here, and that together we get out a lot of information that he doesn't understand. But his job is not necessarily to understand it all, but to get it out there so that you ones have access to it. When ones become narrow in their thought processes to the extent that they fail to look beyond, I have wished greatly to be able to make ones understand about abductions and mutilations. This is to terrify you. Don't believe for a moment that the Brotherhood of Light needs to suck blood. And you're absolutely right. Skeletons in the closet will tell you exactly what those, quote, Nazis, as BS. The Germans had some of the first real meaningful
Thank you for the pause to turn the tape. Would you like to take the next question?
Well, I would just like to say one thing before I leave this subject. And that is that ones do ask continually, why do you just center here in this location? Or now it's, well, why do you speak of the Philippines? Or why not here and why not there? Because these are our areas of major focus right now. And what we can pull off here can be pulled off everywhere. But what is here is not everywhere. And I believe that you once present are beginning to feel, literally feel, the energy flow that says, by golly, we're going to do it. It's going to happen. It's happening. You see, you've all had to live through this negativity too. This overwhelming sense of there's no way to get it done. And yet I sense the energy flow back to me that, oh, well, not only will we get it done, but it sounds logical that we'll do it. And what a change. You're the miracle. And through your miracle, all the other miracle has to take place. Once you understand that it not only can be done, it is being done, and you accept that, there is nothing to stop you. You don't understand power. You don't understand God, and certainly you don't understand God power. If just one of you fully understood, and I don't mean just pat your chest and ego-wise say, oh, I understand. No, you don't. Because if you did, you would not be in this room, any of you. You would have already fixed it. So let's not be Tarzan. That equates you with the ape man. And there was the ape man. He was not ape, but he had the mentality of the ape man. And you're going to find that these interesting replicas that were made for mining in South Africa, for instance, had a war with that man. You were very primitive at one point. But you're beginning to get into, and so are the masses, where a little hint of this higher God power soaks through. And you ones have experienced that, so you have to contain it. You can't fix it for everybody. That is your commitment. That even when you come into knowing that you could, you won't. That requires the same discipline that I have to have. I know I can fix it for you. I will not. That becomes my journey and not yours. We don't fix it for people. We provide a way through. Yes, go ahead now. Ask me.
Well, now that we've just about finished the photon belt, are there any more questions on that subject? Melita has a question on the photon belt.
I'm worried about the animals that affect the horses and the outside animals.
Listen to, if you can't really listen to me, I know that you're familiar enough with Fatima and Veronica and some of these other teachings about the 3 days of light. God tends these animals. If they're in your home, keep them in. But they will be protected. They will instinctively be protected. Some will make transition. And it's up to you as we move on into those critical times ahead of severe extremes that when you attend your safety shelters, you must attend to building kennels and places for these wondrous pets and loved beings. I was asked by an 11-year-old in a letter, what about my pets? Do you let animals aboard your ship? And then he expresses the name of the little dog. We'll call it Molly, Molly is well behaved and doesn't, she really isn't a yapper. Precious ones, all of those wondrous beings are tended. Don't wait to get in the light beam if it comes to you, thinking that I must get the dog, I must get the child. God is much, much more clever than that. Absolutely. Those ones are already aboard in many, many instances. Some of the star craft have been completely outfitted with the animal creatures of your planet so that you'll be at home. Leave it to God. It's under control. And bless you for caring.
Other people in the world are also having contacts with extraterrestrials. For example, Dr. Fred Bell, who was the unnamed contactee with Semyazi, is currently having contacts with human extraterrestrials from the Andromeda star system.
Just stop. Fred Bell is having nothing but a contact with his ego. He has never been in contact with Semyazi or Pleiades.
How about strange strangers?
Wow. Marlita just put me between a rock and a hard place. I'm not going to talk about these ones. I'm not even going to talk about Fred Bell. I want you to listen to what I've just told you just today. And then you be discerning. I will tell you this, that in all instances, much, much truth comes through. And this is the reason you need to be knowledgeable and learn. You need to experience both of those. My teachings, if you will, I don't even call them mine. Jermaine's here as much as I am. Sananda's here. Always. You are going to have to discern, and I believe that by the mere doubting, you're having to look at it very carefully. So listen to your guidance. Does that mean that socially you can't enjoy some of these groups? I would guess that probably you'll get weary of them. They'll grind on you after a while and you won't want to spend your time at it if they turn out to be invalid. But I believe that's what the game is about. That is what the searching is about. And remember, a lot of frogs before the prince. And I'm a very refined frog. I do not recognize that, but I will caution you about that too. I would have to go to scanners. I would have to go and research. There are millions of energies in my spaces. And just because someone says, well, you know old Val. No, I may not know old Val. I repeat what I usually repeat when there are new ones present, and I apologize. There are some things I just am not allowed to talk about because that is the agreement of this contract. There are some things, quite frankly, I'm not even interested enough to go look up because my mission is so oriented to a direction that I don't spend my time in any of these other groups per se. So I certainly cannot take an energy form just from a name and say, no, that one's no good, that one's good, this one's out, this one's in. Not only can I not, I wouldn't, because they might very well be in their process of bringing some very valid information to ones. So it's an error to go into that kind of sorting. One sort themselves out. If you wait long enough, one sort themselves out. This is what I say of truth. truth will stand into infinity. I'm not concerned about being compared. I like comparison. I get enough confirmations in here every day to make these ones comfortable. So that what you may not know, you can balance against the clues I've given you to judge energy forms and humanity by those actions. And if they offer anything that is contradictory or voted in as being okay, watch them closely. That does not come from God. I will tell you, you are allowed to do anything. That means murder, absolutely anything, but don't ask me to sanction it. It is against the laws of God. It is against the balance and harmony of creation. It is against everything given to you as instruction when you were put on this place as a Garden of Eden. You ate of the tree of disinformation, not even knowledge. You are now having to eat crow. You're going to get your information from that tree of knowledge, not that tree with the serpent in the garden. It doesn't make me popular very long, but my game is not popularity. I plan to win. And I'm going to do it with God. Therefore, I will be gracious to all one's feelings. But I will also tell you in every instance, read it all. Listen to everything they say. And I can start with one. If they tell you that I am evil and not to read the information, they are liars. Because there is no way that they know. And they have just told you something to control you and have power over you that they don't even know, or they would come. I have invited so many ones from that UFO community. Get on over here. I'm very happy to meet with you. But they don't show up. I would tell strangers. I will tell Fred Bell, get on over here. Bring your energy with you. I am very happy to meet it head on. But they don't show up. I don't have anything else to offer. I'm not even in the line of going around trying to convince them, because what I have to do right here. And in your sister place of the Philippines, here in the beginning, while we are getting stuff sorted out. And all ones are certainly welcome to share. But I'm not going to drag my people any more than I already impositioned George for going about. And George and Desiree will go about and try to explain these things. They offer books. They do not pretend to be gurus. They just say, hey, here they are. And they will speak of their own experiences, which convince them that perhaps I might be right. From onset of our relationship, which has only been a matter of 4 years, for goodness sakes. And 56 journals later, actually 57. Study it all, and truth will stand. And the doubts will peel themselves away. And if I cannot stand up to your measurement, and after you have studied everything I've offered, then I would be happy to try to clarify things, but I will not change, not one breath, not one iota. That's what you wanted in a commander, or you wouldn't have summoned me. And I will not, never, never will I bend. I share this command with the commander in chief. graduated, if you will, into godness. And I don't play human foolishness. If you don't like my way, go yours. But be very careful who you take with you, because that would be on your soul, not mine. Question. I get very serious about some things. That's one of them. Yes. About what, please? The photon belt?
If one can adjust this frequency to the energy of the photon belt, does that mean that that person can walk around during the total brightness and not be affected if he's only one in frequency with the photon energy?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to have, you're not going to experience changes during that null time. That give or take a few days of a week. But yes, you'll be able to adjust that. Well, during that 3 to 5 days, you're not going to have any electricity, and you will perceive only a higher frequency. I doubt you'll perceive much more. The physical aspect will be, you will be considerably more in light. Actually, what has happened to your own frequency is that you will be much higher in frequency. And you're going to find that that knowledge is tremendously open to you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, they're not. There's no place to hide. And therefore, they start wars and they do all sorts of other things. But it literally is a place where none of those beams can be escaped, even if you don't realize they're there. And then gradually, as you realize they're there, you will literally be in light. I'm talking about daylight, because some of these rays are going to be bouncing off your own sun and from other suns as you have removed all of this particulate. One thing I have to tell you is that your governments, your great big committee of 300, have already schemed that if you can make a big enough cloud around your planet, that you won't have to worry about it. It'll filter. And there's only one way to do that, and that is to detonate a whole bunch of bombs to get particulate in the air. Now, that is a kind of clever scheming that you've got going on, and it won't matter a whit, because you're talking about basically X-rays. I've told you, this is an invisible thing. The article that is on the tape, go back and study, listen to that, because that is a public article. And you know that everything that comes public is only the tiniest eyelash of what is known and what is going on. You will have the same inconveniences, but you ones in the shield will be able to pull it off very nicely. You ones will be able to work a lot more easily after you get through there. Go ahead, Oberly. I'm sorry that I become long-winded about it, but these are very, very important items to cover.
Commander, I have a question to ask you. I walked in here to the right.
Yes, please. People get these tapes, and unless your question gets onto the microphone, they have a blank.
Technology has improved since the last time I was up here. Anyway, I'm sorry, I just got in from Burbank. I'm up here on business. And I heard you make some comments about Fred Bell numerous other ones. I myself attended the convention down there, and I saw George and Desiree. But it was very interesting, some of the people's names you mentioned. Frank Stranges, Dr. Frank Stranges. Some of these people are my personal friends.
Well,
and some of them I have talked to through the years, and I can go in there and intermingle and talk to any one of them I want to, and including Hamilton, a very close friend of mine. I had many people there at the convention that when they found out that I knew of you, the first thing they wanted to do is ask me numerous questions concerning you. And I also passed on the tapes to some friends down there on the particle, the photon belt, to which I wanted your information to get out to as many people in the public that could be. And it, but however, they'd ask me some very interesting questions, to which I took the position to remain neutral on, because I felt since I don't myself, I don't have all of the particulars concerning you, it would not be right for me to share an opinion that could be erroneous to other people who wish to know about you. And I did direct them to George, Desiree, and also to you up here. That was part of it. And they asked me about the photon belt, and I kind of, again, I passed it off. My personal opinion of the matter is it's an extension of the Van Allen radiation belt. It was also the same information that Tesla talked about. He at one time was going to light up the sea lanes so shipping could have light at all times. And I have maintained all the way through this whole thing the information you are sharing with the good people here is not new information. It's old.
Oh, absolutely, as old as the beginning.
And that was the one thing that I had said down at the convention, and I had said to them, if you so desire, you can call me, and I will tell you whatever I can, because it's all in my library, everything concerning Tesla, the whole thing. But a lot of them were of the opinion this is new. However, I said, not really. All it is something that has been brought forth, put under a new cover, and shared with the people to which most people in this room are really not familiar, I feel, on the techniques that would go back to 1921 all the way forward. They're learning new. And that's the way your UFO people are doing. They're coming out with new books, with new book covers, but it's the same stuff that's been in there since the 50s. And the one thing I would like to ask you is what you have to say about George Van Tassel, who he and I had many, many long conversations concerning the Philadelphia experiment, M.K. Jessup's demise, James E. McDonald, all suicide supposedly, and the UFOs that actually, in many cases, came out of Germany at the end of World War II, the V-7 project.
Yes.
So I would like if you could share some of this information with these people to have them realize that the technology and cloning, all the other things, mainly came out of Germany at the end of World War II, hence the picture of the boys from Brazil. So all this technology that's robotoids, even Tesla was into this, all this technology, I feel the people should realize that it's not new. All that's being done here is being brought forward to enlighten people under a new cover. To me, your books are excellent because it saves me from the time to have to go back into my library, which is stored right now because of certain things that happened to me. You've got it under one cover where I'd have to go to 6 different books to get the different information I want. Bless you for that. It's great because you've made it easier for me in view of what's happened to me and the library being scattered. So I would like it if you could, whatever you would like to say to what I've had to say, I would like to hear it.
All right, number one, this is why I don't like to comment on individuals. But if these ones are querying you, and yet they are writing books on what is coming off and what is, and little gray aliens and Dulce and copper triangles on your head and this sort of, quote, technology. And the fact that you ones would be so narrow in your experience and in your expectations to believe that technology would have literally died with Nikola Tesla's body. Or that this technology would not be available in the universe, or that you are so smugly sitting on this little ball into infinity some way that you don't understand and you accept mystically. I believe that you just got your answer as far as clues. They would send him to ask questions, or they would interrogate him about these particular items of interest. He's absolutely right. It's all old. It's all as old as before your beginning. And yet these ones set themselves up as teachers of modern technology. How can they equate little gray aliens and all of this nonsense that they project themselves unless they get some information and some knowledge and where they're going to get it? It doesn't float through your head. Ones in this room, if you have studied all of the Phoenix journals up to date, you would have earned 15, 16, 25 college degrees. And therefore, you cannot even take one journal, one item, one liberator, 10 liberators, and make a judgment, even on the information. I welcome ones to study the information and then make their inquiries. But you see, what is being represented is suddenly someone comes onto the scene, having been curious enough and having experienced enough to have literally known personally these ones that are being talked about right now. George has seen flying discs at Edwards Air Force Base years ago. George has been over to visit and spend time with Billy Meyer to try to get some connection with this being or those beings or whatever that seemed right. All he can do now is go out there and tell you what he perceives, and that he does come here, and that together we get out a lot of information that he doesn't understand. But his job is not necessarily to understand it all, but to get it out there so that you ones have access to it. When ones become narrow in their thought processes to the extent that they fail to look beyond, I have wished greatly to be able to make ones understand about abductions and mutilations. This is to terrify you. Don't believe for a moment that the Brotherhood of Light needs to suck blood. And you're absolutely right. Skeletons in the closet will tell you exactly what those, quote, Nazis, as BS. The Germans had some of the first real meaningful